Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
Here's how some Massachusetts schools teach about gay marriage.
Already, some gay advocates are working on a gay-friendly curriculum for kindergarten and up.
I know that, okay, this is legal now. If somebody wants to challenge me, I say, oh, give me a break.
She says the debate around gay marriage is prompting kids to ask a lot more questions, like what is gay sex, which Alan answers thoroughly and explicitly.
Vote yes on question one to prevent this from happening in Maine.
Well, that's a TV commercial sponsored by a group called Stand for Marriage Maine. 2 weeks from today, the state of Maine will be voting on a ballot proposal to repeal a same-sex marriage law in that state. And if the polls are to be believed, and there's no reason not to, it's very, very close. What isn't close is the amount of money being raised by either side. Those advocating for the law remaining on the books and same-sex marriage remaining legal have really outraised, in terms of dollars, really outraised those who would like to see this law repealed. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation about same-sex marriage in Maine, we'll continue Reformation Week on Issues Etc. Today, we talked to Pastor Stephen Parks about faith alone, the Reformation and its theology. Our call-in number, live this Tuesday afternoon, October the 12th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, and you can always Twitter us at @issuesetc. Bob Emmerich is a member of the Executive Committee for Stand for Marriage Maine, the group that's produced that commercial we just heard, and Bob has spearheaded the effort to bring this issue, the issue of same-sex marriage and the repeal of the law, to the ballot in the state of Maine. Bob, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
The big story, according to National Public Radio, is that you're being outspent there in the state of Maine, and the fundraising is not going well for those who are opposed to the same-sex marriage law. How big of a financial juggernaut are you facing in the proponents of same-sex marriage in Maine?
Oh, my word. It is huge. It's like nothing we've seen before here in the state. They're able to outspend us 2-1, at least. That's so far as the last reports that we saw. It's just incredible. They've received contributions from 47 different states the last time I saw the report.
So the disparity in fundraising does not necessarily reflect the will of the people of Maine there.
Oh no, I don't believe that it does at all. And their campaign, while they talk about it being Maine people, is clearly, I mean, it didn't even start here in Maine. Their whole, everything that they're doing is coming from out of state, and their fundraising just shows that one more time.
What exactly is legal now in the state of Maine, and how do you propose going about making this again against the law?
Well, so far, the Maine legislature passed the law to legalize same-sex marriage, to fundamentally change all of our marriage law. The governor signed it, but in Maine we have a provision that we have 90 days from the adjournment of the legislature for what we call a people's veto. And if we could gather the appropriate number of signatures in time, which we did, that suspends the new law. So right now, marriage, the old law is still in effect. Same-sex marriage is not legal in Maine, and so the law has been suspended. It's not enacted until after the statewide vote. So November 4th will be the date that tells the difference.
What kind of arguments are the proponents of same-sex marriage in Maine making?
Oh, they're talking about equality. That's the big one. Any two people who love each other should be able to be married and should be treated the same as everyone else. That's their big issue.
So how do you respond?
Well, we respond by saying that it's number one, it's disingenuous to say that in the first place, because the state still regulates marriage. Even under their new definition, everyone's not treated the same. For instance, it limits marriage to any two people. So they're not interested in equality. We have domestic partnership laws here in the state of Maine that already give them most of the same rights and benefits that married couples have, and that's what they argued for a few years ago, and that's what they won. So we remind them of that, and then also we have the big issue is that marriage, this is about the definition of marriage. It's not about recognizing the love of two people. It's not about the state granting rights and benefits. It's about what is best for society, what is a social good of marriage, and that's why the state has a compelling interest in regulating marriage. So we just try to point it back to that's what the real issue is. It's not about individuals.
I often wonder about this. I mean, not all the states that have leaned toward same-sex marriage or in some form or another does this apply to, but I think about Vermont, I think about New Hampshire and Maine. Someone might ask, why these states? Why are the activists for same-sex marriage pushing so hard in these states that otherwise don't really often make headlines, to be quite honest?
Sure, and I think that's part of your answer right there. They look glad. The Gay, Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, an organization out of Boston, started what they called a 6x12 initiative, and that is that they saw the momentum, and they saw that in some 30 states, every time people had an opportunity to vote on the definition of marriage, they always go back to and always reinforce that marriage is a man and a woman. So they're trying to change that momentum. And their goal was to find six New England states that would approve of same-sex marriage through one way or another by the year 2012, hence their 6x12 initiative. And their hope is that by coming to a state like Maine, which has a smaller media markets, that they can raise a lot of money, and they can basically on an inexpensive way that they can spend a few million dollars and saturate the state with media and so forth, and that they, and Maine is a fairly liberal state, most of New England is, and so they thought this was their chance to win and then turn the momentum back. They're looking for a foothold, and this is in their wording, so that they can then start there and use that as gain a foothold to turn back the tide and the rest to regain the ground that they've lost.
Okay, so they're trying to at least give the impression of momentum in favor of same-sex marriage state by state.
That's correct.
Does that momentum, in fact, exist?
No. Well, you know, I liken it to a football game, and if the score in any football game was 34-4, you know, it's pretty hard to say that the momentum is in the side of the one with the lowest score. It just isn't. I mean, every time the people in any state have had the opportunity to vote on the definition of marriage, they always support traditional marriage. There's no momentum any other way. That's the way the momentum works. I mean, even as we saw, obviously, recently in California, we saw that take place. I mean, there's momentum. It's to protect marriage, not the other way around.
Finally, then, why have you chosen to use the issue of what may be taught in public schools to kids to make your case against the same-sex marriage law in Maine?
Well, for several reasons, Todd. It is very important to us what happens with our children, and so in order to protect children, we want people to know what's being done and what they are doing in that regard. Secondly, we find that people in Maine, because they trust the public school system, and so when they send their children to school, they want to know what's being taught. And when people see that this is a reality, that they have been and are going to be teaching homosexual marriage to public school students, people in Maine say, wait a minute, this isn't just a matter of live and let live. This is not just a matter of fairness and equality. This is what our children are going to be taught, and we don't approve of that.
Do you have any polling data on what might transpire 2 weeks from now at the polls?
Boy, the polling really shows it just about a dead even race. You know, it shows that it's just split right down the middle. It's with a small percentage of people in the middle who are undecided, and so it looks like it's going to be close. But that's all the polling seems to say the same thing, that it's pretty evenly split. So it's going to come down to a matter of who's able to get out their people to vote.
Bob Emmerich is a member of the Executive Committee for Stand for Marriage, Maine, and he spearheaded the effort to bring this issue to the ballot in Maine. We'll post a link to Stand for Marriage, Maine, under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Bob, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is the Lutheran Study Bible. It's like most study Bibles. When you open it up, you're going to find the text. You can find all sorts of notes. You will also find things that the other study Bibles do not contain, like devotional material. And the depth of scholarship, not only what some anonymous scholar may say, but also the Lutheran fathers, the fathers of the church all the way back to the apostolic era. Now, that you don't find in other study Bibles. Or if you find it, you have to cobble together all a bunch of study Bibles to get what you have in just one resource in the Lutheran Study Bible. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and ask about the Lutheran Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. When we come back, Pastor Stephen Parks is going to be our guest. As he was yesterday, we're going to continue a five-part daily series with him. Part two on the other side of the break, Faith Alone, the Reformation and its Theology. Does faith alone have a biblical basis, or is it an idea dreamt up in the fevered mind of Martin Luther during the 16th century Reformation? Many say it has no biblical basis. Not only those who opposed Luther at the time of the Reformation, but as we'll hear on the other side of the break, some of the most prominent teachers in Christianity, some of the most popular teachers in Christianity, deny faith alone. We'll be right back. Pastor Stephen Parks will be our guest.
This is not like your normal study Bible.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Will Whedon, on the new Lutheran Study Bible.
The wisdom of the church in meditating on the Word of God across the ages is supplied throughout the notes. Any wise, good thing that's been said on the basis of some text of the Bible, they've stuck it in there. It's got prayers. The Bible is replete with these little devotional meditations. It gives you help in witnessing. How can you use this particular doctrine or teaching from God's Word at this point to bring others to Christ, to help them come to know what He's done for them? The Bible is absolutely amazing. It's got great pictures. It's got, well, you can tell I'm excited about it. And I was one who was said to be jaundiced and not appreciative of it.
You can purchase the new Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at our homepage, issuesetc.org. The Lutheran Study Bible.
No giggling allowed. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Calvary Lutheran, Elgin, Illinois. Advent Lutheran, Zionsville, Indiana. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Worth, Texas. Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon. St. John's Lutheran, Evanston, Indiana. Mount Calvary Lutheran, San Antonio, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Village Lutheran, Ladue, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa. St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget. Our website, issuesetc.org. Click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300.